Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new Grace and Frankie After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be recapping Season 3 and the last three episodes, you guys. Episode 11, The Other Vibrator. Episode 12, The Musical. And Episode 13, The Sign. We have a lot to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone. Thank you guys so much again for tuning into our Grace and Frankie After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I'm joined by these two lovely ladies. Please Hello. Introduce yourselves. Let us know where we can find you on social media.
Yes, I am Shannon Bobo. And you can find me everywhere at Shannon Bobo.
And I'm Tara Johnson. I crashed this party.
So excited. Right? Thank you for being here, Tara.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TJ Wagon Her Tail.
And me and Tara have done a bunch of shows together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she loves this show. And so I was like, come on for the finale.
I'm crashing any way I can.
So I'm super excited that you're here.
Thank you.
Since we don't know your opinion on the show, I want to get a little bit of history with you and Grace and Frankie. When did you watch it? What do you think?
I watch every season the day it drops.
Me too.
The entire season from beginning to end, every episode, the absolute day it drops. And I did that the same thing here for this season 3.
Nice.
Absolutely. And so watching a couple episodes, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's fantastic. No, I love the show. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great for a lot of reasons. As the population in America gets older, I think shows like this are really important to show that as a woman, as you get older, you're still vibrant, you're still smart, you're still sexual, you still have an entire life ahead of you. And to have the dichotomy between those two characters kind of be on the absolute opposite of the spectrum, showing that, there's nothing wrong with Grace's character and there's nothing wrong with Frankie's character and how they can mesh together, I think it's much needed in this here world.
Now, I want to know, are you Grace or Frankie?
I can be both in any given moment.
Same, yeah. Same. I feel the same way.
I mean, there's nothing like a crisp white shirt, in the way Grace wears them. There's just nothing like that sometimes. Yeah. Like a crisp white shirt.
And when she's serious, she coughs it up.
Right. And then with the pearls and everything, stop kidding. But I mean, yeah. I mean, I do some yam jam or some yam lube or whatever it is that Frankie, makes.
Frankie's crazy.
Love it.
Sometimes I'm more Frankie lately, but I'm definitely Grace when it comes to taking care of my bills, being a stickler about time, and all these different things. So I think it's a balance. It's called a balanced life.
Yeah.
I'm about 70-30.
70-30 on Frankie.
Yes.
Obviously.
I could never wear a white shirt for many reasons.
I couldn't wear a button-down white shirt.
I'll just put it at that. What did you guys think of how it ended? We'll get into all of it, but general thoughts about the last few episodes of the season. Were you satisfied?
I'm a little ho-hum because I just don't know what to expect now. I'm it just kind of left. It felt not like a big cliffhanger, but I just kind of felt okay, what's next? I guess that's when you're making huge decisions about your life, that's how it kind of is,
Yeah. It's more real life.
It is very real life.
Dramatic.
Than dramatic, exactly, than some other TV shows. Because this is definitely, it definitely felt real this time. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was excited, though. I mean, I guess we can leave for predictions about what I think about, Frankie. But I was excited for Grace. I mean, she has this really rich gray, gray haired or silver haired
Sandy Cohen OC.
It's 20
years
guy.
Younger than her, at least.
To be honest with you, I didn't even think they were that far apart in age.
Oh, they are.
I mean, she's in her 70s.
Jane Fonda is turned 80 this year, and he is 60.
But
he's 62.
But he doesn't look it.
And she's not.
They don't look it.
Playing 80.
No.
I feel
Well, not
she's
the 80s.
But still, 70, it's a significant. She even mentioned 70s. There's a significant age difference. And she knows
did.
It.
Yeah.
And she technically could be his mother.
Yeah.
Even if we're only talking about a 12 year age difference, technically she still could be his mom.
I mean,
that I'm a proponent for a 12 year old parent, but there are some 12 year old parents.
Well, that's a little early, if you ask me.
Yeah, the youngest on record is 5 years old, I believe. It's sick.
That's
anyway,
very
change
sad.
The subject. This is very
well,
sad.
Well, let's talk about something I think is kind of upsetting: is these protesters with Saul and Robert. It's just so mind boggling to me that there are still people out there like that, and that they're not in middle of America.
No. Mm-hmm.
They're in Southern California.
I know. It's San Diego, which is, or La Jolla, which is a little bit more conservative, but it was kind of surprising. But at the same time, I like their protest banners. I'm like, some of them was kind of clever. And I was like, so it's like, if you, because sometimes I like jokes to be a little bit dark, so, but it was still kind of like, what the heck? But it still exists. It goes to show that it still exists.
I mean, I didn't like
conservative OC.
Yeah, I didn't like the protesters, but what I did like about it was it really made, it gave an interesting topic for Saul and Robert, because, you know, Saul is like, I'm going to get out there and protest, and Robert was kind of like, we just don't, you know, he's conservative, mm-hmm. like ultra conservative. We just don't fight certain things. You just don't add fuel to the fire. And I thought it was a really interesting thing for the two of them, because I would have just assumed that, you know, he would have been out there on the picket line like everyone else. Like, you waited all this time to come out. You're with the man, like, that you love.
And you're twiddling on stage, right. Dancing. He's all out. But yeah. It's like to not. But it goes to show that he's conservative. And it's part of the reason why he didn't out himself for the longest time. Because of people like that exist.
Yeah.
And a lot about
and his mom.
A lot about the show reminds me of a movie, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think this is a perfect example of a storyline that could have been the end to a really good movie. Yeah. And you go, la-di-da. They end up happily ever after. There's no problems. They've come out.
Oh, yeah. They're together. They're married now.
But you know what? Like, there are still problems.
Life after life.
Still issues.
And that's what I love about this show, is that it shows real life, but in a very funny way. You know, it's cute.
Yeah.
Like, I love Lily Tomlin as Frankie. Like, she's so hokey. Like, I just love her. She's like a little witch, basically.
She is. She definitely is.
Yeah, she definitely is.
So basically, we're going to, just so you know, you guys, we're going to be going through each episode, like, mm-hmm. by character. So we'll try to get through, like, some of the through storylines, like, ones. Piece by piece. Mm-hmm. But next, I just want to talk about, there was a little part with, you know, Bud, Coyote, and Allison. And also Frankie was involved in that whole thing, you know, giving her input. But Allison is just not very liked by Coyote. I guess she's kind of hard to like.
She's difficult to like by me. Yeah, I don't. Not digging her.
See, I love her.
I'm not digging her.
Well, I love her.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think that she's mean. I think if she was brought into my family, I would maybe be annoyed from her from time to time.
Yes.
But don't think that she means any harm. Because trust me, there can be a lot worse people that your brother could introduce into your lives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I get it. She is what she is. But at the end of the day, Bud's a little weird too, we find out in the couple episodes.
Oh, he's
ago.
So. I mean, the vibrator episode when he. Yeah, Bud, they're perfect for each other. They're each other's yin and yang and yang and yin all over and over again. I like this couple together. I really do. It. Allison is a bit of a freak, but you know what? That kind of works for her. I'm not surprised that he's attracted to her, because she's a little neurotic like his mother, the woman who raised them.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you know, she's always sick or something's always wrong, or, you know, like, she's just funny. So it's like, some guys like to marry their mom.
It's true. You know, the Oedipus complex.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan only because of the fact that I do. I mean, I don't think she's mean. I like dislike mm-hmm. her. I'd meet her at Starbucks for some tea. You know what I mean? But
would you though? I think she'd have an allergic reaction.
Well, that's the thing. I think, you know, I think she's just. Whereas I don't find Frankie to be drama filled, I find Allison to kind of be drama filled and like attention seeking. Like Coyote even said, he was like, "Oh, it's the Allison show." Like,
oh, and Frankie's not attention seeking.
I think in a different way though. I think Frankie is kind
but
of like
the same.
I think she's attention seeking, but she's in a very like good. It's not about her. I feel like Allison needs to pull all the attention to her in a negative, like, I'm sick, someone pity me kind of way. And I don't really get that from Frankie.
I agree with that, but I also get that from Frankie too. Like, the Frankie is very she is a scene stealer. I think it comes naturally. It is very dramatic. I'm thinking back at that painting scene when, I mean, she's, trust me, when I think about the character of a man being attracted to a woman, I'm not surprised he chose Allison, because she's his mom. Like, she's probably a little bit more, she is more dramatic with the whole, I'm sick, I just broke my nail, like, oh, I'm sick again, da-da-da-da. But it's very similar to the mommy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that she's similar and she's different, and I think that Bud probably thinks she's totally different, but Coyote, you know, I think Coyote A is jealous.
Yes, oh, totally. Very jealous. jealous.
Yeah, and I,
that's
you
his
know,
brother.
And we'll get to them in the next episode mm-hmm. As far as what happens with Allison and Bud. But, you know, I think that hopefully Coyote and everyone else will come around. Let's get into the bulk of the episode, which, of course, is Grace and Frankie.
Yes.
And, you know, we come into the episode. Grace
other
is...
Other vibrator.
Yeah. Grace is just pissed that Frankie is possibly leaving, and she gives her a lot of crap. And yeah, then we hear about the other vibrator, mm-hmm. which is Nick Sculpa's.
Yes.
Yes.
Nick is sexy and hot and...
And I just want to give a shout out to Ivan Angels, who is sending us comments and emojis. Oh, that's Danny.
Yeah, under
there
her.
There we go.
Her pseudo name.
Well, thank you for commenting and keep on doing so. You have a lot of great insight.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he is the guy that we met, I don't remember how many episodes ago it was, you know, that they... went to them with a cease and desist. There was this whole kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to be put to bed.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Good play, Sam.
And now he's following up and is like, well, you said, you know, I would hear from your lawyer that you would be in contact with me about this, and I haven't, so now I'm sending you a cease and desist. And then he just drops by the house, you know, to tell her that he really likes her and wants to go out with her. I mean, listen, Jane Fonda... Just the Jane Fonda effect.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I love this only because of the fact I wish there were more men today who would just stake their claim and say, I'm going to get this woman's attention. I don't care what I have to do, even if I have to sue her company and send her a cease and desist letter. I think it's like there was no other way to get her attention. He knew what button to push, and it was her company. She wouldn't respond to him. So I got to get your attention somehow. Mm-hmm. I respect his approach.
Oh, wow.
Loved his approach, as a matter of fact.
There's other ways.
Yeah, there's other ways. I'm like, I would have been okay with a text message. Because he could have just, like, flat out told her. Like,
she wouldn't have responded.
Yeah.
She wouldn't. She seems to me like a woman who it definitely plays hard to get. Like, she doesn't have to just deal with anybody, right?
I think she's just so oblivious. Like, when she is at work and she's doing things for her company, her brain is on, let me do things for this company. So she's not walking in... you know, being led by her sexual energy of when she meets somebody. She's just like, let me take care of my business. Let me do this.
Oh, so, no, I agree. But so I think when
I
he
don't
was,
even think it dawned on her that there was an attraction, you know?
Oh, I think when she realized it was, she knew what she was doing. Like, she knows how to, like she said, I've been dealing with men like this for my entire career. I think she went straight into, this is how I'm playing.
Like the Playboy Mansion from the 60s. I was like, that's so funny.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I like them together.
I do. They're a ton of fun. We'll get into them in the next couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have a very serious moment again on the show. We've had a couple of them dropped through the season. But Frankie has another type of stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had one, we think, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was...
ten years ago.
Yeah. Well, they think that. But I'm trying to remember in the season. I felt like stroke was maybe mentioned. And
it was. Yes, I
was
don't remember
exactly.
Was it when
they fell over and the alarm, that's how the alarm thing started? Or no?
Well, they,
do you remember
when they got
Danny
the alarm
probably
thing,
knows.
Yeah. When they had the alarm thing, both their backs went out.
Right.
So they were both lying down with their backs.
But
I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything about... Do you guys remember something about stroke later?
If you
early
could,
in the season?
Let us know, because I do remember there might have been something.
Something mentioned about a stroke,
yeah,
for sure.
So when this happened, it was... They were fighting, and it was scary, and Frankie was driving.
It was scary. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, and you go into
she
panic
She just couldn't
mode.
Move. Like, she just... That kind of freaked me out. Her, I was like, wow, she's not seeing anything right now. That's the first thing. It's like, that's scary to watch her. And then her great acting by Lily Tomlin, mm-hmm. by the way, because it's like she somehow managed her, one of her lips was up. And like, I was like, oh my gosh, her face is fixed. This woman, has she been through this? Lily Tomlin, can we know if you had a stroke before? Because she was way too familiar with how
it's
to look, the look.
It's
you know,
really scary.
It looked very scary.
And she did a very good job.
Great job. Well, that's the reason why these women are so amazing. I mean, like, they're the... Danny, you said you don't remember anything. Yeah, possibly, though. I don't know. It's like, where did we jog back?
In the comments, let us know, because I feel like there must have been something.
Yeah,
leads
I agree.
Us to the next episode, episode 12, the musical. We'll start off with Grace and Frankie. We're post-stroke on the street. And this was so frustrating. You know, the ambulance gets there. They're clearly with something wrong. she is refusing care. It sucks.
Typical Frankie. And again, that's how she's dramatic, like, well, Allison.
But I will say there are a lot of people. I mean, I have a homeopathic doctor, not like hers, mm-hmm. not like Mark. Dr. Mark. You know, I'm not going to go as far as Dr.
What's his
Mark.
Name? Ed? I forgot his last name, Ed.
Oh, yeah, Big, he's funny. Bagley. Big, yeah. Yeah, Bagley. Yeah. So, but I mean, not like Mark, but I do know a lot of people who will adhere only to alternative medicine and don't go with the regular conventional doctor, even in the event of something like a stroke or something that serious. You're like, I want to talk to my homeopathic doctor. But I could also tell for Frankie it was more than that. Like, I could sense it was, you know, I'm really fearful. I don't want this to be my life. You know, I want to ignore it because I want my life to be what it is.
Yeah, because in a way, they, you know, these women reinvented themselves and they've been acting like they're in their 30s. Mm-hmm. They're Sex in the City again, but with a twist. But this is the first time.
No, back from strokes.
Yeah.
And every now and again, you got a little kink in the plan.
You got a little kink, you work it
out.
That's
life. That's called life.
It is.
But this was the real thing that I think really shook both of them. The backs freaked them out, but they, you know, anybody could throw out their back at the end of the day.
Can you imagine? Remember the little emergency system that Frankie wore?
Yeah.
Thank God that they had that on, because that's how the ambulance was able to get there. That was at the end of last episode, going into this episode. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you remember when Grace was saying that she didn't like the emergency? But now it's
hanging around
purpose.
The
G that up, maybe put a crystal on there, make it look cute, but wear that, ladies. They need to wear that when they
you
reach
should,
a certain
start
age.
Selling those.
Yeah, like just
bedazzle
up a little bit.
Bedazzle.
The crystal.
Yeah, the crystal.
Make it yours. Like, make it yours.
Well, you know, we don't get to the hospital yet. Then we go home and we get to the hospital later, but Jacob comes over, and then Mark, the doctor we just spoke about. It's very clear after Frankie cannot taste the terrible thing he made for her, which was funny in itself.
Yeah.
That there was something very wrong. And he goes, okay, time to go to the doctor.
Yes.
FYI, that stuff is nasty. There is a place you can go down in Chinatown and you can go to a Chinese doctor and he'll do that. Look at your tongue and that kind of thing, and then put together like a tea mixture for you, and you boil it and you drink it.
Have you tried it?
I did.
Did it work?
I don't know if it worked. But it must have
better.
But I will say it was so nasty it probably did kill what was ever going on because it was disgusting. No offense to natural doctors. I mean, it
put a crystal on there. Exactly. That's what I always say. Just put a crystal on it. Put a crystal on everything.
That's so funny. Danny in the chat literally said, "Put a crystal on there," as you said. Yeah. Put a crystal on there. So I think we're all in sync with the crystal gods, goddesses this evening. But then, you know, we get to the hospital and there's this Jacob and Grace battle.
Yeah.
And you know what? It starts when you're young with the best friend and the boyfriend, and it continues till you're this age.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a real thing, and as much as I love Jacob, we all know that we obviously want Frankie to stay. We know she has to stay in order for the season 4 to happen. And it's hard to watch it knowing that, in a way, because I did leave these last couple episodes to last week, which was very hard for me.
Oh, good for you.
Ah, look at you.
I did not binge watch it. I know it was terrible as a panel on Grace and Frankie right after BuzzFeed.
You know what?
I did binge. I'm a binger. But I did rewatch it. I rewatched the last 3 episodes today.
Yeah, you know, and when you rewatch it too, when you rewatch things,
you catch
always.
Things that you didn't catch before. That's the reason why I was like, those signs were amazing. Like, even though they were, you know, very derogatory. They were so funny.
I didn't notice.
You like dark humor.
And, you know, they battle, those two have a battle of a moment of really what to do with Grace or what to do with Frankie and the whole Santa Fe situation, which, you know, when Frankie gets back to the house, they say, oh, they're going to drive to Santa Fe now just for a little visit. Which, you know, is stupid and made me...
It is stupid.
It made
especially
me think,
under that circumstance.
Yeah, Jacob, you're supposed to be this level-headed guy.
Mm-hmm. He's just trying to keep Frankie, happy, but also get her to Santa Fe, I think.
Yeah,
to really
he loves
convince
her,
he wants to be her. Yeah, to show her how great the life is. Like, keep showing her the picture of the trees and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Like, he really wants her to be with him. And if it's gonna keep her happy, all right, I'll drive, we'll take a train, we'll do whatever I need to do to get you there.
Mm-hmm. Not that I think was right. Older version of Allison and Bud. Literally and figuratively for me.
Yeah. That is true. That a biracial relationship, uh-huh. You know, I guess.
And I like how it was never a deal. I love the way that no one brings it up, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's been touched upon, but I don't think it's not made a big deal at all. And I love that. I love that about where we're going with television.
Yeah. And I mean, I also think that it might be due to the fact that they are older. So it's like, we can do whatever the hell we want.
Yes!
I'm gonna date, do anything that I want to do. I'm 72 years old.
I'm gonna move to Santa Fe.
Yeah. You can't tell me what the hell to do. Maybe you could tell me what to do 20 years ago. But no, mm-hmm. not
I mean,
happening.
Once you find a good yam man, it doesn't matter what color he is. You know what I mean? Yam man, that's important. You it doesn't seem, matter.
For did her.
Did you say something? Oh, no, you were like, I can make yam lube.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that'd be fantastic. I don't know how to. I would love to learn how to do it, though. I don't know how to. Wow. I'd be rich if I knew how to do that. I wouldn't be here. No.
You would, you know, do some nice, like, drop-ins, and you'd be trying to sell
out my yam lube, you know, promo it, that whole kind of thing. But yeah, I'd be rich if there was a yam lube in my life.
And then we get a little bit of Robert and Saul again this episode, mm-hmm. and this episode specifically, Robert is upset with Saul for doing anything in the first place, and then he has to leave to go see Frankie, mm-hmm. which again, you know, Robert is upset about, which next episode Robert redeems himself, but this episode he was a bit of an ass, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm. What? I mean,
because Robert was only defending his honor. He was defending gays having a right to perform.
Yeah.
You know, was that the episode, correct me if I'm wrong, that he spilt the one on the spilt the Pepsi on a kid?
Yeah.
Or a doctor.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it was Dr. Pibbs or whatever it was. Yeah. It was so funny. He's like, no, it wasn't.
It was the artisan coke.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand Robert in certain respects because, you know, Saul and the family did leave his performance twice. And remember before he left, he was completely wigging out. Like, he was having a meltdown. And I love the moment between them when Saul was like, just look at me out in the audience. I'm going to be the little boy out there, like, beaming with stars in his eyes. And sometimes when you're performing, you really need that one person, that, like, one focal point to help you get through and not, you know, and not be nervous. And to have them leave, then come back, and then leave again, it had to be unnerving to Robert.
Yeah, he needed to get over that, though.
He needed an anchor.
That was a little much.
Yeah.
Well, Saul's his anchor. Much. Saul's been his anchor for 50-some-odd years, and before it was secret.
Unbeknownst.
It's true. And now he's out.
I will just say, though, how gentlemanly and maturely Saul handled not being in the play. I'm still going to... And for Robert to be like, oh, okay. I mean, yeah. It's community theater. Robert could have easily said, listen, put my husband in the chorus.
Yeah.
And he kind of did mention it once, but he kind of abandoned that idea. Mm-hmm. And Saul was upset for a minute, and then he was over it.
Yeah.
And he's been nothing but supportive.
That's mm-hmm. why he loves Saul. I'm like...
Love Saul.
Because he's the opposite of him.
He's like, he's just go with it but until I have to, like, take my stand. I love it. Like, I really love Saul.
Well, I love how Saul was sending Peter text messages to, like, tell him, I'm here in spirit. Like, whatever it was that he was saying that calmed him down.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve... That guy, Steve, oh my goodness, he is a mess.
That's understudy.
He was just doing every single thing to try to undercut. He's like, he could perform, like, he's just, like, looking for any way to dig in to get what he wanted, which was to play John Adams, which I think is hilarious.
It's like people so competitive in their older age in community theater. And that guy is a really funny actor. Yeah. He's been in so many things.
Oh, he's so funny. And I could, 110 Bagley playing Peter. Oh my God. If I had a chance, because I know Tim Bagley, we're at the same commercial agency. So I was like, oh, why didn't I try to, like, grab him? But maybe next season I could try to get Tim Bagley. This is a shout out to you. I'm gonna comment on your Facebook page this. And he plays Peter to try to get Peter in to talk about what it's like to work with Grace. Because I have a feeling that this is their new crew. This is their little posse of friends. Mm-hmm. And if there will be a season four, well, then boom. Maybe Peter will be there.
Yeah.
I trust that he will.
I have an
Tim
inkling
Bagley.
That they've already started filming it, actually.
Yes, you do?
We already knew it was picked up for season four a little bit ago. It's on IMDb, and I forget what I saw. Someone posted something,
mm-hmm.
And I think that they are filming, you know, I remember when Baron Vaughn came in. And
oh, I love Baron. He's so great. We got to get him back here, too.
Yeah, and we got to go to his show on it.
Yes, the last Sunday of the month.
That might be coming soon.
UCB. It is coming soon.
If you want to come. So Baron Vaughn has a show at UCB.
Oh.
And at the last Sunday. It's the last Sunday of every month. So I think we might go do a little field trip. And he invited us. He has parties afterwards. And
Big ups to Baron.
Yeah. Invited us to his after party, so I mean, we have to go.
Yeah, yes. We have to go for sure.
Speaking of Baron and Bud,
yes.
There's the Bud and Allison reveal.
Which was so huge. By the way, can we please mention how Allison knew everybody at the hospital? Like, she was going, like, the way Frankie knows everybody, again, their correlation. Yeah. The way Frankie knows everybody at Trader Joe's, Allison knew everybody at the hospital. She's like, hey, what's up, Crystal?
Let's do mention that.
Yeah, that's so funny. I think she's like kooky and quirky. And I wish I was here the day that she was on the panel.
She was funny.
Oh, I bet you she's so funny. And I've been seeing her make little random, she was on Modern Family a couple of weeks ago, or last week, and she stole their car. So it's a completely different character that she played on Modern Family, but she's a great actress. Like, very funny, very talented.
She is. And I mean, listen, the hospital staff didn't hate her.
No, they loved her.
It's not like they're like, oh, Allison, hey, Allie, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we just got a little spoiler. Really, Danny? Lisa Kudrow will be in it? All right. Well, then, boom.
Dear Lord.
What role will she play? My mind just went.
I'm whatever so excited. Lisa Kudrow plays, it's going to be brilliant.
Yes.
Like, I legitimately watch Friends just about every night before I go to sleep.
I watch it every day. 7 days a week. Barry's, me too. 7 days a week.
Barry's girlfriend? Maybe Barry's girlfriend. I'm trying to think of what role she could play. Barry's girlfriend or?
Barry's girlfriend.
That, remember?
Who's Barry? Oh, Barry. No, she's too old for him.
But she's too young to play Allison's mom.
Right. Is she?
Lisa Kudrow can play anything from like, she can play a cashier at like Trader Joe's. Like, it wouldn't even,
so
you know.
Funny.
Anything.
That was funny, Sam.
Lisa Kudrow's in her 50s. Yeah. I think that Allison's supposed to be in her 30s, so she could have had her her 20s.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Oh, God, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and if anyone that's watching has any info on who she's playing,
tell us,
yeah. Please, because that's awesome.
That is.
She's pregnant, and, you know, I kind of was guessing this for a while, that she was going to be pregnant, because also Frankie does need another reason, I feel like, to stay.
And she told Jacob she wanted to have grandchildren. So imagine not being there for her grandkids. So we've been stirring a pot for a minute, and between Bud and Coyote, it's gonna be Bud, because Coyote's a hot mess with his little small house.
I
love Coyote too, and I love his small house, but he is a mess, and he's not the one to be. That's the point I was trying to make. He's not the one to be the dad anytime soon,
unless knocks up Mallory and then moves into the big house.
That's true. That's a good point, but I'm hoping that won't happen, because I we'll see. But there's definitely some love. I guess we'll get to that when we do predictions
later.
Until
next episode, too. Okay, in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, read what she said.
Yes, so we're hearing that she's Grace's nail tech, and Frankie gets jealous of her.
Perfect sense.
See, that would make logical sense.
Perfect. Like, that sounds like a perfect, small enough Lisa Kudrow role where she, you know, can pop in and out, but big enough where she can make a real splash. That makes total sense.
That's what pisses me off about Lisa Kudrow, though, because I love Phoebe so much, from Friends, that every time she's in a show, I'm like, okay, yes, she's gonna stay.
Aww.
It's gonna be great. And then she's popping in
and out. She pops in and out.
And I'm,
but
you
she's
know,
amazing whenever she pops.
Tease.
Yep, she's
what
amazing.
She is. That's gonna be fantastic. And we have another reason besides Frankie's health to keep her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She doesn't find out.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. But she will.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another reason that she will be forced to stay. That's not Frank. That's not Grace. That's not
the vibrator company.
Yeah. It's something so much more than that. I feel like it's almost something that she's been subconsciously waiting for.
Absolutely.
In her life.
Oh, she would be such a great grandma. Can you imagine how much fun she'll be?
Oh,
to have
my
a
gosh.
Grandmother like her.
But did you find,
was
like,
kind of similar.
Bud and Allison's response when they were just both like, What do you think? And no one really came out and said what they thought. I couldn't tell whether they were both like, really happy, or both were like, I don't really know, or if this is too soon. I mean, Bud said they were having conversations about getting married, but having a kid is really different than that. And I couldn't get a gauge from either one of them as to what that look was supposed to really mean.
Yeah, I actually wrote in my notes, they are both silently excited, ?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I felt too. I was like, I don't really know.
I feel like they were just digesting the news. Like, just, it's just, you know, because it's like, wow, can you imagine her pregnant, though? That's going to be a whole show.
That's a lot.
I don't tell a lot of personal stories, but so I have a cousin from home that's my exact same age, and I came back home a few weeks ago and I brought over a bottle of wine for her and her husband, and they've always been like the cool married couple, you know? Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, I won't have any. And I said, why? Come on, let's have a glass of wine. She goes, I'm effing pregnant. And I go, okay. And she goes, and I might have Zika. And I go,
oh God,
why do you think you have Zika? She goes, well, right after I found out I was pregnant, we were in Florida and a mosquito bit me, and I'm getting the Zika test tomorrow. And
that's so dramatic.
And I started laughing.
Exactly like Allison.
And she was so mad. She was like, don't laugh. And she's in like a huge man's robe. Like, I came into the house to begin with being like, why are you dressed in a grandpa robe? And she's in a grandpa robe, and she's like, don't you laugh at me. And then she texts me the next day, and she goes, I just went for the Zika test, and they can't tell me for, like, 3 weeks. How dare they? And I was like, you don't have Zika. She goes, you don't know that.
That's Allison all day.
And I kept on saying LOL, and she goes, don't you LOL me.
I can have Zika.
And my baby can have Zika.
Oh, that's Allison. That's Allison for sure.
So I definitely
think you're writing a storyline, too, for them.
Yeah, actually, if writers are listening, feel free to consult me anytime. I'll be happy to join.
As long as you get that paycheck, then you get residuals, too.
To join that writer's room. We have the last episode of the season, episode 13, The Sign. So I just want to start off with Brianna. We get a nice little cameo. You know,
she had a baby this year, too, right? Is that part of the reason why she was gone?
Yes. And you'll notice in this episode, I think, this is the first episode I noticed, she was real pregnant. She had, like, a blanket over her.
Yeah, really high. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we have her and Frankie talk, which I loved. I love it when they reference their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so nice and it's so cute. It's like your aunt that you love.
Yes. They have a great connection.
Mm-hmm. They have a great connection. And, you know, Brianna wants to know if she wants her to come home. Of course, Frankie says no. And they talk about Barry. And
he's still dating someone else,
though.
Hoping that Lisa Kudrow maybe... I mean,
You know what? It's not...
He likes controlling women, so maybe he can date an older woman.
Yes. You know, I don't know if he is going to come back. I'm not really sure. I kind of have this feeling that it might have just been a device to get her away.
I don't know. I think he might come back. She's wearing him down. When does Brianna not get what she wants?
So, okay.
No, she's not going to... He's not coming back.
I probably shouldn't say this, but
say it.
Go ahead and say it.
When I reached out to Barry's... I'm blanking on his name right now, but the actor, his publicist, to see if he could come on, because I was really trying my best to watch week by week.
Oh, I see.
And they had another mention that she's going to be going to D.C., so I thought, maybe we can get him on. And she's like, well, he's not, like, in the rest of the season. Like, they had no interest kind of in promoting him on the show.
Oh.
So...
That's usually like a spoiler.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like I didn't, you know, I really didn't know. So I feel like season 4 has been, like I said, I think it might be filming now or very, very soon. And if he was in season 4 too, I feel like she would have known that and maybe wanted him to do an appearance.
A little side note, somebody in the chat actually has run by the set that was Sal and Robert's house. So have you seen anybody filming? Danny, if you're still listening out there, have you seen any shots? We'll let her answer that because I know she's like, oh my God, I'm right by their house. Like, she's felt a little stalkerish, but they were shooting Grace and Frankie right there in her neighborhood.
I would be stalkerish. It would be the first and only time at camp. Let's just say that.
So I'm going to see if she'll get back to us, I'm sure.
So we have a really nice Mallory and Robert scene.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that she is leaving Mitch.
Yes.
And
it's official.
It's official, and it doesn't seem like anything... You know, it's so weird because we love TV, we love drama. I so badly wanted him to have cheated on her, you know?
Did you really?
No.
I, I did. I kind of was like, he's cheating on her. I don't know. Something's happening. But it's real.
It's her decision.
And it was her decision.
They're just too perfect. Like, I just felt like her entire life was just, you know, how I just meet people just seems too perfect. She was duplicating.
Again, it's like, it's something that we do that some people do, not obviously not me in my life, but what a lot of people do, they kind of mirror what they saw their parents do. So in a way, Mallory kind of mirrored what her parents did, you know, like
married
a successful guy. And, you know, that's why I say a lot of oftentimes men come after their women that are very kind of similar to their mom, and women do the same thing with men. And yeah, so she just kind of like putting her foot down and just saying, you know, this isn't the life. She doesn't want to wake up 40 years from now and be like, this is a huge mistake. And what you've always been suggesting, her and Coyote have like that little sweet love thing that's been brewing since the show began, or has we've dissected it or talked about
Tara,
it.
Tara, do you remember exactly what happened? They reference it in the past, in the first season, like, oh, right. Coyote, I think he crashed the wedding drunk and said he loved her. I'm not sure if it was the wedding or what it was, but it was somewhere where Mitch was around. And because at the beginning of the whole series, Mallory was like, Coyote, get away from me.
Right, yeah. Right. I think he did. I mean, but, you know, he was in his drunken or drug induced whatever. I think he did embarrass at her wedding or something. I remember something vaguely like that. I don't remember the I love you thing. I just see their interactions with each other where... Whereas before she didn't want anything to do with them. She's very sweet to him. He's very kind to her. Like, whereas, you know, Brianna and Bud's, their relationship is completely different. Like, it's very combative. Like, it's like a brother and sister combative thing. Mallory and Coyote, they're completely different. Like, it's very a loving thing. You could almost see them sitting down on the couch, like, doing whatever with the kids and that kind of thing. It's a different relationship.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get into this in predictions, but I'm excited to see where that goes. Mm-hmm. Then we have kind of the conclusion of the Robert and Saul with these protesters. Saul decides that he wants to start bullying the bakery and him and...
Promoting at the same time, though.
Yes. It is, because it's a, they're, again, they're tricks on words, their play on words was hilarious. They're like, it's not, the secret ingredient is hate. Like, I thought that was so funny.
And then
Steve, back to the Steve guy, he's so crazy. So he brings up this whole long and gated rant about what he's planning on do about, like, falling in love with the guy and then, like, going behind it and then peeing in the sauce. I'm like, dude, where did that even come from? He's just random, and somehow we have to try to get him, too. It'd be funny to have him on, too.
He is hilarious. It's that person that you think is just kind of quiet and along for the ride, and then all of a sudden you're like, what?
Did you say? Like, why would you say that? It's so gross. Or, like, that's not even a good plan. But I love that Sal is standing as himself, like, just saying, no, this isn't right, and we're going to protest, and we're going to do something about it. And so I love that he is just like, you know, and then the owner comes out and is saying, he's like, guess what? The cops love my bagels. And
I mean, that part, again, this was like a real, very real part for me personally. It pissed me off and it made me sad and upset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they end up, though, getting arrested. And Robert he can't get arrested with them. So he does something to the cop that the cop sees. And the cop is their friend, which is, again, so great. And he's like, I can't just arrest you, Robert. Gosh. And he goes, okay. So then he throws a drink in his face and he gets it going. And all these, like, gay men, I love it. And they're all like, woo-hoo!
Yeah, celebrating being arrested. So
they could possibly lose his right to practice. But they're retired, too. Maybe this would be a forced retirement that they both need.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will say...
You're a lawyer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You are a lawyer.
I mean, it's highly unlikely they would lose their license for that kind of protest, especially something against, like, a hate crime. But it is TV, or it is Netflix, so anything is possible, let me just say. Mm-hmm. Plus, we don't want them to both lose their license, because at least Saul has to represent Mallory in her divorce. Remember, we've got to have... Yeah. Somebody has to have a license.
That's true. Well, you know, she could actually just get...
And maybe they can help with the vibrator thing, too, if that ever comes back.
Exactly. Okay, speaking of that, we have the Grace and Nick stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was so sweet.
You know, we get the real chunk of it, and... he takes her on this date. Mm-hmm. She agrees. They go back and forth.
That was hilarious, that back and forth. She's like, nope, 2-hour lunch. Pick me up and drop me off. 2 hours only. I love that she, even on her dates, she's just being a stickler. Like, it's got to be like this or nothing, you know?
And I love once she gets in the limo and they're still bickering. She's like, I didn't agree to a afternoon, you know? And then he goes like, fine, I'll just throw it away. She goes, no.
No, she has to have a dry martini.
Don't waste the martini.
I would want to insult the Spaniards. We don't want to do that. Yes.
Yeah. And she knew. She was like, how did you know? Mm-hmm. How did you know I love martinis? And I mean, this guy seems like
a good match for her.
Deal.
You know, and he's very take control, which is a woman who always has to be in control, kind of needed. Mm-hmm. Or kind of is perfect for her, I feel.
Well, if,
you know,
she's
a little younger, has more sprite, she's vibrant and her vibrator stuff. And
I mean, I think anything less than a take charge type of person, she'd run right over and she wouldn't pay any attention to
him. She's like, mm-hmm. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. So,
but I don't want it to be like Robert either, because Robert was a little bit too take control where he was sleeping with a man for 40 years.
Well, I mean, minus that, that's a pretty big minus that, but I mean, that's
huge
her type. Like,
that.
he seems to be a take charge partner in a law firm, like, mm-hmm. taking care of everything, great
exactly.
provider, very smart, very able to keep up with her. That seems to be what she needs. So Nick seems to be a younger, smarter, maybe even richer version.
Straight version
there's
of Robert.
There's nothing wrong with an upgrade. Like, do a little upgrading.
Yeah, I just hope it's not good to be too good to be true kind of thing. I love
but
it.
He could just be after her because she is a challenge, you know, and it's fun. But we'll see. I guess it's only...
Yeah, I'm not trying to be pessimistic. Mm-hmm. I think lately I've had I've been single for too long. I'm negative with everybody. I'm like, anything on TV, I go, it's not gonna last.
Yeah, get the optimism up there, Sam.
It's not gonna last. But what's so cute is that we see that he kind of adjusted to the date rules, and we don't know what he got her. She opens the limo. Mm-hmm. Someone opens the limo door, and she goes, whoa, can I borrow this?
Yeah.
And we find out that she's borrowing it for her and Frankie.
So amazing.
That was so fantastic.
So sweet.
Have you guys ever been on a hot air balloon?
Not yet.
It's more on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I've always wanted to do it in San Francisco too, particularly. Don't know why,
but
I just do.
I also have this fear that I'll like somehow trip and fall while on the balloon, and then my fall will make it flip over.
Yeah, get the optimism up there, Sam.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so dark. But that'll be the way to go. Hey, leaving this planet, doing something that's on your bucket list is pretty dope.
Well, I know. I was really hoping you guys would say that's not possible.
No, I'm just like, girl, that might happen. I mean, that's why you signing those waivers.
Well, I'm very clumsy, okay? I'm trying to be optimistic. But, you know, I knew these ladies would make it.
Yes.
You know, and if they were going to go out this way, then what a way. Like you
absolutely.
Said.
What a way.
What a way.
And, you know, Frankie had told Jacob she's not moving. She doesn't want to move. She needs to be there for her health. And she finally realizes that she does need to stay. But I just kind of wish we could have gotten that reveal about the baby to
her. Yeah.
So she could have
made
that.
But I like
that
it's independent of that. Independent.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. And, I mean, it was a beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm. It was a very beautiful moment. And Grace... It left everything open for possibilities because Grace was, like, encouraging her, if that's what you need to do, do it. And I love that the openness of their friendship, like, her finally coming to the fact that it may be okay for Frankie to go off to Santa Fe and live a good life. And they've been each other's crutches for a good amount of time. They know they have each other's back and they have this business and,
yeah.
you know.
I mean, I don't think this is the case, mm-hmm. but I just hope that people don't see it as, well... Grace finally maybe found a man, so she goes...
Right, so she doesn't need...
Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all.
It's okay.
That Nick still has a lot more work to do. She's not... She's like, psh, can I borrow this balloon, though?
Yes,
that's
seriously.
That's the sense I got.
Can I borrow this balloon? Can
yeah,
I borrow
this
car?
I want the martini, too. Baby, bye.
Yeah. We all need to take some notes,
yeah.
Of course,
yes.
from both Grace and Frankie.
And Frankie, yeah.
And on that note, let's get into some predictions
yes,
for next
predictions.
Season. We know it's coming back.
We
mm-hmm.
know
back.
It's coming back. Yes.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
We'll start off with you, Tara, and thank you again for joining us.
This
has been so much fun.
This was fun. Predictions. Okay, so I do see season 4 opening up with Frankie being in Santa Fe with Jacob.
Ooh.
I do. I do see that happening. But what I think quickly will happen is Jacob will then insist that Frankie goes back because she just misses Grace. Oh, so much. But I also had this kind of crazy idea that something will happen with Grace and that will bring, then she would like reach out to Frankie. Like they seem to experience, they have these experiences and they talk about them just like girlfriends of any age. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing I came up with, and please no one be offended, and I'm not trying to make light of this whatsoever, but I do see Grace and Nick having some sex, and unfortunately Grace may like contract some kind of sexually transmitted disease. And the only reason I'm saying that is because it is now being like put out in the news that the largest age group of people who are getting STDs are people over the age of 65.
What?
And that's what this show is about. This show is about talking about topics dealing with older people that we don't normally think about. So I'm not trying to put a light on getting some kind of STD, but I do think there's a way to make light of that. If Grace is going to reach out to anybody about that, it's going to be Frankie.
That would be, I'm sorry, that would be freaking hilarious.
That's the thought I had. That is honestly the thought I had.
Wow. That is a really good prediction.
Yeah.
That's the thought I had. There you go.
Cool. I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, I think Nick and Grace will get together, but it'll be after a lot of hard work that he's going to have to put forth in order to do so. I see Frankie staying in town, just realizing that it's best for her to stay here with her family and with her stroke and her illness that she's going through, and then try to have a long-distance relationship with Jacob for a minute, taking that train so that she can be, you know, there's probably a medic on there to go back and forth whenever she wants to go from L.A. or Malibu to Santa Fe. And I see Mallory and Coyote getting closer, Allison and Bud just relishing in about to be parents and having a wedding. I can see that. Brianna not getting back together with Barry because it didn't seem hopeful at all. Brianna's probably going to remain single. And then I also picture Robert and Sal just continuing on with their theater group and just having a blast with them. And this business, this vibrator business, just completely soaring and like being on like faux talk shows talking about it and like just vibrating high off of this and literally vibrating high on this.
Nice.
And those are my predictions for next season.
Okay, so I think that I really like your prediction about Nick, Peter Gallagher. I
love Peter. Yeah, love him.
Big fan of him. So I think that with Frankie, I do see maybe her, like, we see maybe a montage of her going on trains and, like, dancing up and down the aisles because she needs to, you know, get her legs working so she doesn't get those blood clots. I think that Brianna could come, she'll come back, and the thing with Barry won't work out, but she'll say, she's like, I'm going to have a baby.
I can see that.
I am really ready to have a baby.
I can see that.
And I see the Coyote and Mallory thing kind of happening undercover, but maybe one of the kids picks up on it, A, because there's so many of them, and they love Coyote. And, you know, they might kind of let it slip to everyone. And as far as Saul and Robert, I think maybe we'll start to see their positions switch a little bit. Mm. And Robert finally come out of his shell and be ready to, like, go paint the town red. And Saul maybe be more reserved and be like, okay, I'm glad you're into this, but I'm ready to come back down to earth now. But there's and one more thing. Grace, or Frankie and Allison, I think when she finds out she's going to be at Allison's side 24/7, it's going to drive her crazy, and it's going to drive Bud crazy. And it's kind of hard, I think, maybe to drive Allison crazy, but I think she's going to be super
crazier.
Yeah, I think she's going to be annoyed by Frankie just trying to be there all the time, but she's going to live vicariously through her in some way. So that's what we think. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this season. We've had so much fun talking about the show. One more time, where can we find y'all on social media?
Well, I'm Tara Johnson. I had an absolute blast being here with you two and all of you other Grace and Frankie fans out there. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
Cool. And I'm Shannon Bobo. You can find me everywhere at Shannon Bobo. I'm looking forward to season 4.
Me too. I am so excited for season 4. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me online at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And for the binge watchers are there that are watching, you know, in the future, hello. And please comment that you're watching this a few months from now and are watching our after show. We would love that. So we will see you all next season. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.